Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Moore is our guest. He's a distinguished fellow, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, author of a number of books, including The End of Prosperity and others. You can find those wherever books are sold. Steve, you want to give us a website?
Hey, Jim. It is heritage.org.
Heritage.org, a great organization. Yeah. Been in their building many times. Hey, Steve, let's talk politics. We got, would you agree that this is the wackiest primary process in our lifetime, maybe ever?
Yeah, really, it is. And I've been involved in politics for 30 years now in Washington, and it's shocking. I mean, if you told me a year ago that Donald Trump would be running away with the Republican nomination, I would have thought you were smoking some of that marijuana in Colorado. I think it's right now pretty close to being a three-man race between Rubio, Cruz, and Donald Trump. And I think that, Trump has done something that's been really amazing, and I don't always agree with a lot of things that Trump says. I don't agree with at all, and I think sometimes his behavior is kind of rude and abusive and crass. But, he's touched into what we've just been talking about, the rage and the anxiety of American voters.
I heard him give his announcement on television. Uh-huh. I was watching when he stood up in front of the podium and said, yep, I'm running for president. I listened to that, and I turned to my wife and I said, that message is going to resonate.
Exactly. You got it right. And when he says, let's make America great again, what a great message. I mean,
I want that. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, of course. And we haven't been great for a long time.
Well, it's not only that we haven't been great, we've had a president who thinks we're not great.
Right. Well, that's, I think, a big problem. I mean, I don't think he believes that we're a shining city on a hill, that we're a special place on this planet.
That the world is a better place because of America. He doesn't believe that.
No. In fact, we're the world's worst place because we've spewed all this carbon into the atmosphere,
right,
and we're causing the rise of the oceans. I mean,
so do you think, on the Republican side, so you've declared, you think it's those three. Do you agree with me, though, that there will not be a Republican president without a Hispanic on the ticket, and or someone from Florida and or Ohio? You agree with that?
Well, it sounds like you're talking about a Marco Rubio, John Kasich ticket.
That's exactly. My prediction was a Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Kasich ticket. One of those two. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'd have no problem with that. I love Carly too, though. I'd like to see Carly.
I do too.
I think I've met with all these candidates, with my buddies Larry Kudlow and Art Laffer. We've had dinners for 2 or 3 hours with every one of them, and have had a real impact on their tax plans. I would make the case to you that any of these people would be light years ahead of Hillary in terms of their economics. I mean, Hillary wants to raise she wants to raise the capital gains rate to 45%. But if you do that, you're gonna
do you think
every small business in America?
Everybody kept thinking that. How many times did you hear people say, "Oh, wait till Obama gets in office; he'll have to move to the center, just like Clinton did"? And I said, "Look, folks, in 09, I said this. He's not going to move to the center. He doesn't know how to get to the center. He won't do anything like Bill Clinton did. But do you think Hillary might?"
Yeah, I do. I think there's a chance. I mean, look, nobody, I hate to say this, but nobody could be worse than Obama. Obama truly is. I think, I can't think of it. Every day that I think he can't do something worse, he surprises me.
He does.
The latest gun control thing. I mean, my gosh, I mean, I'm not a fanatic about guns, but, these regulations, number one, they have to be passed through Congress.
This isn't where our president needs to be spending his time. But
So
let me ask you a question. Do you think, let's talk about the Republican Party for a second. See, I believe the Republican and the Democrat Party are in trouble because the Republicans have too much social conservative baggage, and the Democrats have too much socialistic economics and baggage. So I think they're both in trouble. What do you think?
I think there's some truth to that. I mean, look, I'm a social conservative myself, and I do think, you know, it's a country that is, you know, but look, the American people want to focus on two things in this election, Jim. They want to focus on national security, because you can't have businesses if you don't have security. And number two, you have to have growth. And, you know, I'm sorry, when the president, when we have people being killed by terrorists in this country, and we've got an economy that's stumbling along, barely growing, and the president goes, you know, often talks about global warming and climate change, that just shows you he doesn't have his eye on the ball.
He's lost.
Right?
He's out of touch. So do you think that the Republican Party, what chances do you give?
Oh, we're going to grow like crazy. Look, if we get a Republican president,
But wait. Before that, I want to ask you this question. If Trump wins the nomination, will the Republican the elitists, will they get behind him?
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to it.
They might not. I
know they might not. I don't know. There are a lot of.
And won't that be the end of the Republican Party if they do that?
It could be. You could have a crack up in the Republican Party. I mean, and that would be the worst thing, because it would guarantee that Hillary is the next president. Yeah.
Right. Well, what do you think the chances are of having a single nominee going into the convention?
I think we're going to have a nominee in the next 2 or 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think it's all going to sort itself out. I do not believe that we're going to have some kind of brokered convention. I think that would be terrible.
Do you see the potential for a complete collapse of Trump's campaign?
No. I don't. Okay. I think he's going to be in this to the end. I do. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to. Let me be clear about this. I'm not saying he's going to win, but I think he's going to make a.
What chances are you giving him to win?
Say again?
What are the chances of Trump winning? The nominee.
I put a chance of 1 in 3.
1 in 3. Wow. Okay. So you're giving him even money against the other two, Rubio and Cruz.
I think it's a bit
very interesting.
All three of them have an equal chance of winning.
Very interesting. Yeah. Quick break. Right back with Steve Moore after these messages. Heritage.org. That's his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.